This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. officials say American fighter jets struck Iranian-backed Houthi rebel sites for the sixth time Friday, taking out anti-ship missile launchers that were prepared to fire. The officials say the strikes were carried out by FA-18 aircraft off the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower aircraft carrier, and they resembled similar U.S. attacks on Houthi launchers that have been occurring almost daily this week. The two officials spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss ongoing military operations. President Joe Biden acknowledged Thursday that the bombardment of Houthi sites has yet to stop the militants' attacks on vessels in the Red Sea that have disrupted global shipping. The U.S. designates the Houthi rebels as a specially designated global terrorist group. Observers say U.S. reputation has suffered because of its support of Israel's operations in Gaza that have displaced millions and killed tens of thousands. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Washington.
Analysts say Washington's support of Israel's operations, which have caused tens of thousands of casualties, has absolutely diminished its global standing. And it has emboldened those who have long complained about U.S. hegemony, such as South Africa, which earlier this month sued Israel for genocide in the International Court of Justice. In coming days, South Africa will be among 120 delegations meeting in Uganda for a summit of the Non-Aligned Movement, which are nations not formally aligned with or against any major power bloc. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea says it has tested a nuclear-capable underwater attack drone in response to a combined naval exercise by South Korea, the United States, and Japan this week. North Korea says it first tested the drone last year and that it is designed to strike enemy vessels and ports. South Korea's military says North Korea has exaggerated the drone's capabilities. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.